Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage, The Zoo Shop, and across the bridge, North Vancouver Music Gallery.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Change the scheme, alter the mood. Electrify the boys and girls, if you'd be so kind.
It's Queer FM Arts Extra. Good morning, Vancouver. My name's Aiden Saint. I am surrounded. I have three women in the studio and in just little old me. And we are going to introduce them here in a second. We're dealing with our headphone issues. We've got a great show. We have the fantastic Velvet Steel. We have Miss Meow. She's just hot, and she's going to be getting involved with the tattoo and the West Coast tattoo show that's going on. And of course we have monster ridiculous fantastic beats from DJ Lisa Deluxe, and there's DJ Lisa Deluxe.
Good morning, Vancouver.
Sweet. Oh, all the buttons work. And we have Miss Meow.
Hi, bro.
And of course Velvet Steel.
Good morning.
My goodness, you're looking fetching in the pink ball cap. And
fetching.
Yes.
It matches the skin.
You look so fetch.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's
so
something doggy.
Oh my goodness, it's just going to deteriorate, I can tell.
Too early.
So Vancouver, how was your long weekend? We are all kind of sort of recovering here.
Oh my God, just slightly. Wow, what a weekend.
Now, you did the Weekend Warrior thing this weekend, so tell
us. They're not supposed to know that.
Well, so tell us what cool events you did this weekend.
I did, on Thursday, we did Solid Gold. We did a live performance with the Clutch Project, their second live performance here in Vancouver. So it was absolutely amazing. Friday, I don't even remember that.
It was a blur.
It was a blur. Saturday was awesome at 1181, and then we had Sunday Trucker Disco at Club 23.
Now, how is that? Because, you know, I keep seeing the Trucker Disco thing, and I've wanted to go, okay? But see, I came from a very redneck town, and I'm going, oh, I don't know, I'm kind of not feeling it
here.
It's
amazing. It's sort of like these butch kind of guys dancing around a flaming gay disco. It's like...
So, yeah. So
a sight to be seen. I was very shocked, and it actually got quite busy, and it was actually really cool because, you know, we don't see a lot of alternative events like that happen here in Vancouver, so I really enjoyed to see Taffy Lewis put on this event. It was really well executed.
Now, you know where that, the Taffy Lewis, what that's a reference to, right?
A movie.
Blade Runner,
that's right.
Yeah.
And it was a character.
I saw Taffy Lewis, and it's like Taffy Lewis is a nightclub owner for the stripper with the fake or with the synthetic snake.
For all of those that remember Blade Runner, yeah. For every detail.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm a geek, so it's okay. You know, yeah. Geek, dork, I don't know.
And a generational thing, too, because, you know, these kids that are like 19 are like Blade Runner.
Stop that.
Huh? It's like, what's that? It's like, oh, I don't know, just before they had CGI and everything was real. Yeah. So Vancouver, we have also Barb Snowgrove's Van Bag. We're going to be doing it at the top of the hour, but we are going to cut over to DJ Lisa Deluxe's Beats. And she's mixing this live for us this morning. So if it crashes, well, you know who to blame.
Bam. Actually, we're just going to start out with a track from The Clutch, just while we get a few other things sorted here.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is called LA Bound, and it's Vancouver's new electropop group, The Clutch Project.
Fantastic. It's CITR 101.9 FM, Queer FM Arts Extra. We'll be right back.
ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
This April at the Rio, Open Mic Nights will now be happening twice monthly. A showcase of local musicians, comedians, poets, and variety acts. Doors at 7 p.m. and the show starts at 8 for these free 19-plus events, April 4th and 18th. Want more live entertainment? Check out Dirty Dancing Burlesque at the Rio April 5th, a burlesque show featuring live music with all the hit songs from the Dirty Dancing soundtrack and burlesque inspired by the movie. Saturday, April 7th. Back by popular demand, it's the Big Screen Barrel House 2, a modern throwback to the silent film era. Film classics will have their soundtracks reimagined by some of Vancouver's most talented acts. Wednesday, April 11th, it's Canada's own classical pianist and DJing wonder kid, Chili Gonzalez. Get your advance tickets through the Rio website today or at Red Cat High Life and Zulu Records. Wondering what to do on 420? For only a toonie, come out to the Champion of Champions variety show. The audience will determine a first place $500 and a second place $150 winner and will get the chance to win some swell swag for themselves. For more information on all this and more, check out theriotheater.ca.
Hey there, this is Velvet, and Velvet said negotiate. Yes, you know what I'm talking about. It doesn't mean that you're just going to readily jump into someone's pants without having a bit of a chitty chat beforehand. You need to know what your partner or your potential partner is going to be all about. And they need to know what you're all about. And you need to define things right from the start. Because if you don't, you could end up with a situation that could get pretty messy. And worst case scenario could be a legal situation. So you need to ask the right questions. Find out what you're going to do, how you're going to get around that, and where you're going to go with that. And that means having a little bit of a sit down, whether it's over coffee, a glass of wine, playing the game 20 questions. Yes, a lot of us play the game 20 questions. It answers a lot of different things. You need to be point blank, blunt, and honest, and ask those questions that you think you're going to get the answers to. And this isn't about being shy and holding back, because, well, you could, like I said before, get into trouble with certain things, and suddenly you're in bed or you're where you're at, and you go to do something, and that wasn't what they wanted, and they freak out and flip out, and it can get messy, even messier, and you've got someone running out the door. You need to talk, be clear, understand, and don't be scared to ask the questions. It goes back to me telling you about asking the pharmacist about your condoms, asking the sex shop owners about the condoms, or the professionals that are there to help you. You need to make it clear, and that's how you're going to get to where you're going to do what you want to do, and that's called negotiate. So talk about it. Ask and define what you can and cannot do. Which brings me to my next little subject matter. Velvet said, what you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? We have Velvet Steel in the house. So Velvet, I went to Velvet Steel. We've been friends for a little while, and she's really stunning. She's been at every large event that I can name. One of the first people I actually saw when I came to Vancouver was this really statuesque blonde with a headset on, and at the Taboo Sex Show. And I thought, you know, I should really talk to her, and then I chickened out.
Well, and here we are.
So here we are. We are going to cue up a little bit of music for mood, and like that. Ooh, there it comes. Oh. All right. Well, we'll come back to that in a second. We are going to take a little bit of a break for some radio business and come right back with some more of DJ Lisa Deluxe and Velvet Steel. We're going to talk about some of her new projects and so on and so forth right after this.
Winnie Cooper presents the Thursday Concert Series at 560. With one of the biggest video walls in North America, 560 is quickly becoming one of the nicest venues Vancouver has to offer. It currently houses four floors, each presenting you with a different musical vibe. In the coming months, the Thursday Concert Series will showcase some of the biggest local and international acts to hit town. Watch out for the Dos Races show, set to perform their unique style of Brooklyn-based hip-hop on May 2nd. The Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club, located at 560 Seymour Street in Vancouver, BC, presented by Winnie Cooper.
And we've done our plug for 560. Now, Lisa Deluxe, there it is. We love having Lisa around. Much better music. So, Velvet, you have been really, really busy with a lot of different things on the go. You have a new project you're going to be doing.
Well, I've got several different new projects. And lately, as of late, Green Candy Press has asked me to start doing some book reviews for them. So I'm really excited about that situation. Where I can fit it in, I don't know, but I'm managing to do it. What's really nice about what they've given me right now is How to Be Kinkier by Morpheus. Mm. So it's a interesting read. It's a fun read. It's also a read that I can pick up and put down whenever I want without having to worry about going back and rereading pages like some of the how-to books I've read out there. They can be a little bit more complex and a little bit more tiresome to read, but this one seems to be fun, approachable, and it's right up my alley for getting it right out there on the meat and potatoes. And, you know, combining meat and potatoes, no pun intended, of course. Yeah.
Meat and veg. Sorry, it was there. You just like...
had to go with it. Yes, it is morning, but look at the people sitting around me. So
let's see, kinky.
Oh, yeah, come kinky. On, let's just go with it.
Yeah,
all right?
There you go.
Know, I mean, yes, Lisa had a great weekend this weekend, a little bit more colorful than mine as of late. But I've been so busy with my stuff.
And Lisa's just smiling here with with this big smile with her mouth open, just shaking her head. No, yes, I did.
It's true.
So. What's it like, though? I get books also to Queer FM all the time. Mm-hmm. My latest is The Real Story of Hansel and Gretel. They Ooh. Sent me. Yes, it's very kinky and dark, and it's like, okay, yeah, I don't know.
That's delicious.
But, I have literally a backlog of books. How do you find the time to go through?
I mean, if I could, I'd be out there every day of the week, out there partying, having a good time. But I find for me, I can get caught up in that world. So I need to stay focused and need to do the things that I need to do around the house and around my own project world. And one of those happens to be, of course, the integration of the website, which is hopefully coming live very soon, at least the non-members portion. And that's going to be the Sex Chat TV with Velvet Steel. And, of course, I'm creating a sort of, with the people that are working with me, an interview-style process as well as several topics throughout pertaining to sex and sexuality, where I'll be able to interview people, talk about product, talk about things going on out there, socioeconomic, all those different things. So, really, it's a matter of saying, this has to be done, schedule it, do it, stick to it. It's about having discipline, and it's sometimes really hard to do because... you know, wherever there's a good time, I can be easily swayed into getting geared up and heading out. But
oh, we would know nothing about that.
So, I mean, and for me, I just want to incorporate the fun with the serious aspect of it and keep the business aspect going. But know that I can still have fun doing it because, you know, it's not about living to work. It's working to live. And if you can combine both those elements into it, which is what I've been doing for the Sex Chat TV, as well as the velvetsteel.com, and then, you know, creating a workflow to get the networking out there. Because as all of us here at this table know, we pretty much are our own self-marketers. And, you know, it's a challenge.
It really is. And it's hard to find a balance because there's the fun stuff that you would love to do that pays you no money. And then there's the other stuff that it's like, oh, wow, gee, really? Okay, you know.
And I think you really got to pick and choose what it is that you want to do that's going to be fun and what's not going to be fun. And where's it going to get you at the end of the day? I mean, we can focus on so many different things, but really, you got to be true to you and true to yourself and true to your projects.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're not, then you get bogged down in everybody else's stuff. And, you know, it's easy to get buried under with everybody else's crap. And that's really
I agree. And I find that, too, like... now that I'm working a part-time job at the School of Remix, well, kind of full-time, I find that now that I'm not just fully relying on my art to survive, I am able to kind of pick and choose now what I do, whereas before I used to be super gig-hungry, and like every little thing that came my way, I would jump on it and do it. And I think for your career, at a certain point in the beginning, that's great to have that attitude. Really gets you out there as an artist. But the older you get, like you're saying, the more bogged down you feel with other people's agendas and sort of needs and expectations of you. And, you know, a lot of people not realizing the energy that we put into our art form.
Absolutely.
And that it's not free and that we do really work hard at what we do. I totally agree with you on that.
And I think there's a period where, I mean, looking at everybody sitting here, I mean, everybody's fresh and looks good and in control of what they got going on. And we've paid our dues. And it's about picking and choosing where you want to go with that. And you know what? You have the ability to say no to whatever comes across your path. And I know there's so many people that see things that are coming across their path that, well, they feel obligated to do it just for whatever reason. But no, you don't have to. You shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
And I know for myself, it's like people say, oh, well, I was partying a little too much last night and they're going to spend all day in bed. You know what? You did it to yourself. Get your ass out of bed and get on with the day and start doing what you're working on.
Yeah, my saying is this, if you play hard, you have to work hard.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't keep that balance there, you will find yourself broke. And no gigs and no nothing. So work hard and play hard, kids. That's the lesson of the day on Queer FM.
Well, and you, Miss Meow, is a model and an artist and is also involved with one of the busiest men in town. That's Mr. K at the Fall Tattooing. And oh, by the way, this is brought to you by the Fall Tattooing. Okay, so, you know, if you need to be beautified, modified or any other fied, you go down to the Fall Tattooing, they got you covered. All right, and shameless plug for the Fall Tattooing. So what, how do you manage, because you're getting pulled in like 15 different directions, some from, you know, from film work you do and other things, and some from just your art.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to put energy into the art and yet put money on, you know, on the table. So
it's exactly what we've been talking about. It's about balance, you know, doing what I have to do for money as far as commissions, as well as, you know, keeping myself inspired and satisfied artistically, doing my own stuff. But yes, between Mr. K's schedule and my schedule, modeling, art, film work, this now, yes, it can get, I'm in every direction right now, but it all comes back in the end.
How do you, now, Velvet's been in this position also, you know, doing multiple projects at once and getting pulled in different directions. How did you ever just finally throw up your hands and say, screw it, and...
Well, it goes back, I mean, and looking at these beautiful people sitting here, they are moving forward, and believe it or not, I follow a lot of people out there in the community, and people don't know that, and I don't go out there and readily say, yeah, I'm following you, because I don't think it's necessary. Mm-hmm. But I'm really proud of the individuals sitting here at this table, and I can see that they're moving forward, and for me, it was a whole bottom line. Having done professional domination for a number of years, and moving into the whole sex toy aspect and education, as well as the velvetsteel.com and production of my own art, in regards to photographic presentation of my own fetishes, my interests, of myself, and modeling and film work as well, it's about a serious schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm up between these hours of the day, I do this task. At this time of the day, I do this task. At this time of the day, I do that task and adhere to it. That's a formula that took me a long time to figure out, because, like I said, I was so eager to party and get out there and satiate my own ego. But now it's about, you know, I want to work towards something that's going to be fun, produce its income somewhat passively, and you know that I've got residual income coming in where I can still produce something that's going to be profound and hopefully get people's attention.
Well, I mean, you certainly do get people's attention. All of you do.
I'm kind of feeling,
you know, all I'm doing is riding around in a big, loud motorcycle and wearing leather. Yeah, you guys got me beat. Well, you know, we're getting close to the top of the hour, so we're going to step aside, listen to a little bit of the beats of Lisa Deluxe. We're going to come back, do Barb Snowgrove's Van Bag. She is out on assignment. She'll be back next week. We're also going to pose the question, what does your lingerie say about you? And top female tweets of the week. And, and I've got a female panel here, so it's kind of the girls, it's the girls show here on Queer FM Arts Extra. I'm just the boy pushing the buttons and running the sound. So this is Lisa Deluxe, and what do we have on tap here?
Right now we just have some like live house music going on by Kinky Move It. Track is called Sing It.
Sing It from Kinky Move It is Queer FM Arts Extra. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Hey, we're back. We're back. We've got some really great stuff to talk about in the second half, but Barb Snellgrove's Zandbag. Hey, Barb Snellgrove is out and about on assignment, but she writes to us here, and we're going to... I'm just going to go ahead and read it. So I'm going to do my best... I'm not going to try and do a Barb Snellgrove impression. I just
can't. Oh, come on. You should.
No, I can't. I just can't. I don't have that sterling voice that she has. I sound too gravelly. Zandbag events listing for April 10th, 2012, brought to you by Voltage Village. Hey, Voltage Village, you know we love you. Hey, Zandbaggers, hope you survived your Easter weekend. What an amazing long weekend of parties and events. Now that you all have your groove on, here are my picks for the events happening in and around town this week. Be sure to check out Queer FM Vancouver for all event information, or check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/QueerFMVan. First on the agenda here, we have Vancouver's Eco Fashion Week, 4th edition, Fall-Winter 2012. Fall-Winter 2012, really? We haven't even gotten to summer yet. Oh my goodness, fashion people, I don't know. April 10th through 12th, 2012. Times are various at Robson Square. You can check out Queer FM Vancouver for the link. Vancouver Eco Fashion Week is pleased to present its 4th season at Robson Square in Vancouver, British Columbia. Tickets for the shows are available. Two free events for the public. The first is the Vintage Fashion Show on April 10th at 7 p.m. It's first come, first serve. Ooh. Get there early. No drag standard time on that one. The second is the Public Designer Panel Talk on the Runway at 4 p.m. on April 11th, showcasing local and international designers. That sounds kind of cool. Hip Art, One Night, One Artist, One Wall. Wednesday, April 12th from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. at 1181 Lounge. 1181 Davey, of course it's at 1181.
Yeah, 1181.
A solo show based on the concept and featuring up-and-coming local artists each week. This week featuring the recent Emily Carr grad Marina Nezlov. Oh, okay. Ooh. This I'm going to ask for a panel intervention.
Where is it?
Marina Nazarova.
Very nice. I like the roll on the R.
Velvet Steel to the rescue. And she got the roly R.
That's the Dane in there. Yeah.
Music by DJ G Love. Afterwards, it's 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. No cover. Drink specials are in full effect. Friends and Company Mad Men Cocktail Culture Party. Ah, I love this. I may have to go. April 13th, Friday the 13th. It's 6:30 to 11:30 at the Opus Hotel on Davie Street. Join friends and company for an evening of stiff cocktails, 1960s attitude, sharp style. Hey, I got her to giggle. Sharp style and great company at the Mad Men Cocktail.
I'm thinking, what is that?
Jeez. Mad Men Cocktail Culture Party presented by Belvedere Vodka. Tickets are $40 with net proceeds going to the anti-bullying and teen suicide prevention work of Out at Schools.
Woohoo.
We love Out at Schools. Tickets are available and it doesn't say. Well, you can go out to the link here on Facebook and check it out, and we'll have that up on Queer FM Vancouver today. Each ticket comes with 4 complimentary Mad Men cocktail culture tokens, which will be redeemable all evening for drinks from the 1960s themed cocktail menu. Be sure to dress your best 1960s Madison Avenue attire and get ready for lots of 1960s era surprises. Amazing door prizes, 50-50 silent auction items, including latest tablet or smartphone from Kaya, Belvedere Vodka prize package, 500,000 Aero plan miles. Wow, I need that. I'm going to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. A VIP cocktail experience for 4, courtesy of Opus Bar, bottle of, wow, of... I'm handing this to Velvet Steel here. I'm going to hand this to Velvet Steel. This is looking very French. I can't pronounce that. I'm American. So a bottle of what? What is that? Barb, you're killing me here. I got nothing.
Where are we talking here? Oh. Cliquot, champagne, a veuve cliquot. Yeah, okay.
It's French.
Yeah, veuve cliquot.
She wanted to make champagne, it extra challenging for us because she wasn't going to be here, and she's like, I'm going to work them on this.
Cliquot champagne, Vancouver Queer Film Festival ticket package.
Sorry.
Well. something that we can all get behind, and that's Wiggle 2012. It's Saturday for April 14th from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Fortune Sound Club. It's 147 East Pender Street in Vancouver. Now, if you've not been to Wiggle, I went last year. It was pretty outstanding. The wigs, the creativity, it was just crazy cool. House of Venus presents the wiggliest show on earth. The infamous Wig Fest returns to take you away to another Technicolor dimension of innovative design with infinite amounts of creativity pouring off the stage and the runway. Featuring wearable art headpieces by some of Vancouver's most innovative designers, artists, and stylists, and out of this world performances from Mumbles and hosted by Joni. So there you go. Dazzling performances by Carlotta Girl, Burgundy Bricks, Danny Barnes, House of LaDouche, Connie Smudge, Vera Way, Crystal Precious, and more. Wiggle is wearable art performance extravaganza that celebrates all forms of expression and creativity, and it's a platform for new and emerging, as well as established artists and performance artists. House of Venus and Michael Venus, it's celebrating its 18th year in Vancouver, and this is all a part of it. You need to come out and check it out. Advance tickets are available at Little Sisters, Chemically Addicted Salon, or online at ticketzone.com/House of Venus. $15, limited tickets at the door, partial proceeds to Out on Screen and Out in Schools. And lastly, Barb, you shouldn't have. Oh, you did. Oh, it's not what I think it is. Okay, Harry Jam Launch Party. I'm getting the quizzical look from the panel of girls here going, Harry Jam, really? Sunday, April 15th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anza Club, and that's 3 West 8th Avenue in Vancouver. Sunday sees the launch of Harry Jam, a monthly nonprofit, nonpartisan, open mic styled event, a social for professional hairdressers and their friends.
Now it makes sense.
I was thinking bears.
Me too.
I really was. Okay, 20 minutes power sets of stage for hairdressers to show what they got. Okay, I'm not going there. Stage limited to one stylist, one assistant, and one model. Oh, very cool. Okay. Style, cut, style, stories, and inspiration. Entrance by donation, suggested $5, but not mandatory. Proceeds, portions of the proceeds will be donated to Friends for Life. Miss Meow, have what do you have? You've got all kinds of stuff going on.
All kinds of stuff. Well, these events here, there's a couple that are coming up in a couple months, but registration is open. So for the body paint competition at the second annual Art World Expo at TELUS World of Science in Vancouver.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it's on May 4th, 2012. This event features body art competition produced by Glitter Machine, 75-plus artists showing and selling original artwork, performances and musicians, a silent auction benefiting the Make and Break Arts Foundation, hors d'oeuvres, walking live art, art demonstrations, and all that fine stuff. Fine art exhibitor applications are also being accepted. You can check out the Art World Expo 2012 on Facebook.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it really does.
Go
yeah.
Vancouver.
Yeah, lots of artists. Also, so you guys know that the Fall is one of our sponsors here.
Yes.
But I thought I'd mention the Fine Art and Photographic Printing Studio. There's a Facebook page on Facebook to do with that. And I was like, there's only 197 like people that have liked that. And I'm like, well, they do really good work there. So I get all my art printed there down at the Fall. He does amazing print work. They print on anything from, well, as canvases and other general paper prints.
Did you say canvas?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Really nice, big canvas.
Oh, the wheels are turning.
I got some stuff that needs to be printed on canvas.
And if you go there now, I believe they're taking down this the gallery that's going on right now, but all their stuff there that is on the walls has been printed at the Fall, and they have just some amazing, huge, huge canvases. Deadly Sins Gallery Show. It's fetish art and photography. This isn't going on until Friday, July 20th. Sin City Fetish Night is hosting its first ever fetish art and photography gallery show featuring works by Rihanna Fancy Pants, Shimona Henry, Michael R. Barrick / Atratus, Patrick Parento, Fault Photographics, Anathema Photography, and Frankie Panky. And they're now accepting art and photo submissions, so get up on that.
So everyone who isn't a fetish photographer that goes to all these events, they've just listed off everyone from the fetish and burlesque community.
Pretty much.
So let's see it, Vancouver. You've got some other...
Is this going to be at the fetish night?
Now, I'm not sure on that, because on the Facebook event, it said that there it was at the fall or there. So I'll have to get up on that and check that out. But there should be more information on that on the Facebook group.
Okay.
So, yes.
We're not criticizing you. We're just pointing out that we don't know where your event is. Just
oh,
saying.
No.
Let's see. And when did the tattoo show happen, or is that coming up still?
That's still at the end of the month, I believe, on April 26th, 27th.
You gotta get out there, girl, and put it out there on Facebook to come and cheer for you, because mm-hmm. there's another model that's already done that. One of your competition has gone out there and made a little Facebook event of come and root for me.
I wouldn't do that. I just let people know I'm going to be there.
Yeah. Megan's got more class than that, I think.
Hi, everybody. Come vote for me.
You know, you sounded a little bit like a Kardashian there for a second.
Oh my God.
I don't know if you can be on the radio. I'm going to cut your mic. We are going to do a little bit of radio business. We're going to come right back with some more from the panel of girls here talking about... What does your lingerie say about you, and what are you trying to say with your lingerie?
I like this.
Oh, this could be good. This could be very good, because I've got a very diverse group.
Maybe we can get some sponsors. I need some new lingerie.
I get Cheeky Cherry to come, bring some toys. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so we will be right back after this from, let's see, who are we going to do? Well, here we go.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca. Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you sweet deals on the West Side and UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, Displaced Hasheries, The Eatery, Fresh is the Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Illusion Studio and Spa, Herner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Hey there, this is Velvet, and Velvet said, "What you gonna do?" Yeah, that's it. Now that we've been through the process of negotiation, the next question is what are you gonna do? How are you gonna do it? Are you going to have fun doing it? Are you not going to have fun doing it? Well, that was really rhetorical and stupid of a question, wasn't it? Because I know you're going to have fun doing it. So really, what you need to ask yourself and your partner from here on in is, what are you going to do? What are you into? Are you into anal sex? Are you into straight sex? Are you into something kinky? Are they into something kinky? Do you want to explore something new? Are you going to try something old? The choice is yours, and that really you need to know is that your partner is going to be up for the challenge as well, and hopefully you're going to be up for the challenge as well, or maybe you're just going to go for something basic, missionary, something that you've done and tried before, because after the negotiation process of talking about different things and where you're going to set your parameters, you need to establish what it is you're going to do, and as I said before, there's a multitude of things out there that you can actually really get involved in and have fun with and try and move on with. You can even open up the door to self-exploration and move further as you grow into your multitude of desires and pleasures and things that are out there. Read a book. Check it out. Have a look at the internet. Look at some videos. See what is out there, because sometimes you don't know what you're going to do, or someone might suggest something to you and something is clicked and ticked on in your brain and suddenly you want to try something new. And then you're going to say, maybe we should check it out. I'm not so sure. Maybe I don't want to check it out. But hey, before you get to that, and then once you are at that point, there's another thing that you need to realize. Just because you're into it, your partner might not be. And that's when Velvet says, no means no.
You're on.
This is Queer FM Arts Extra, CITR 101.9. I'm Lisa Deluxe, and we're going to listen to some more music from The Clutch. This one is called Tie Me Up.
Kinky.
I know, you know, Aiden's gonna love that one.
Of course. Now, are we talking chains or rope, or what are we talking?
Use your imagination.
Oh my goodness. We'll be right back with a little bit more.
The truth, you got me down from the high. I've been with you.
Welcome back, Queer FM Arts Extra on CITR 101.9 FM. So we have the question of the day. It's an infographic that I have here. It's really disgustingly pink, and it says, how important is lingerie to you?
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
And I've got a great cross-section of guests here or hosts here, so we're going to... I am going to start off with the statistics, okay? 45% of those women surveyed said that it's very important, a lot, and very much was 34%. So clearly this is a big deal. And I have the biggest demographic. All of you are under 30, and so that's 46%. See, I got some smiles. 46%, and then the largest, it drops from 31 to 40, 19%. And it just starts going down from there. Wow. It's kind of amazing, really. But let's hazard a guess. Top three motivators to buy lingerie. So why, you know, what are the reasons that you would buy lingerie?
Photo shoot.
Not in the top three. No. Okay, wrong answer. No, photo shoot.
Yeah.
Love it.
That would be mine, too.
Really? Really? Okay.
And I would say for myself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then for a partner, and then for a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
For a presentation. Oh,
presentation.
Right. Indeed. You know? Well, the top three were, number one, build self-confidence. Eh? Okay. To feel powerful. You know, it depends, I guess, on what you're buying. And seduction.
Fair enough. I mean, those are pretty...
Yeah.
Those are good.
Okay, so what does the color of lingerie say about the woman who wears it? They have black, white, blue, and red.
Interesting.
Those are the most common colors. So what do you think about black? What does that say?
I think mysterious.
Mysterious?
It's kind of badass.
Badass, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Indeed.
She's smiling with this big old, oh, you need to see this smile. It's practical. Black always looks clean and can be worn with black dresses. Courageous, strong, and ambitious were the three adjectives used. Tends to be the leader in a relationship.
Interesting.
Yeah. And can sometimes hide emotions.
Or fat.
Black is slimming.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Clad in black today,
you know. Oh, my
so God.
God, you're killing me, Lisa, I swear. Okay, white. What does white say?
Purity.
Virgin.
Yeah, that's all I can think of.
White's my favorite. Like, honestly, white is definitely my favorite.
You are so not that, though.
No, but just, I don't know what it is. You know, I have a definite kinky side, but white is, there's just this other side of the kink to it. And, you know, to not go the stereotypical way of, like, you know, the black and the leather and those typical kinks, you know, it's like I kind of got this other side.
Okay.
Sensitive, compassionate.
No, it's not vanilla.
Maybe.
It's not vanilla. Yeah. It's white and strong and yeah. I don't know.
You were going to love this. It's sometimes worn to emphasize natural beauty.
There you go.
Confident, calm, and serious. Very loving and caring. Tends to be honest and in touch with her emotions.
Those sound like all the things I'm interested in, so...
And innocent in the bedroom, but usually a willing learner.
Damn.
She's grinning from ear to ear.
I want to see this study and see exactly what options we had to choose.
Yeah. Okay. Blue. What does blue say?
Oh, boring?
I'm surprised I made it on here.
I was going to say, I'm like, wow, blue.
Over pink?
Yeah. I'm serious. That's just
emotional,
wholesome.
Actually, you pretty much got it right there. A heady romantic, very in touch with emotions and loves the idea of falling in love. Artsy taste in fashion, independent, takes pride in standing out from the crowd, and could be both playful and serious, and enjoys cuddling after sex. I don't know. I think they're reading a lot into that.
Yeah, it sounds like all of the ones above, like all the other lingerie is included into one. So blue's confusing?
Most of the boys that I have been with that wear blue.
I guess I say something about, no. I don't have any blue in my closet.
Me neither.
Yeah.
As trim on my black, yes.
And of course, we have to finish off with the ever popular red.
Rouge.
Fiery.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, stop. Stop. They get enough press.
Hot. Loving.
Fire, yeah. Just...
Eager.
Yeah.
Passionate and energetic. Is fully aware of the power of her beauty. Knows how to please in the bedroom, but expects complete reciprocation. Serious. And can be a bit dramatic or needy, but that's part of her allure.
Interesting. Needy as an allure?
I got nothing, man. I'm just reading it. Yeah.
black and red in my bedroom. I ventured into a little
bit
of white here.
And
I think so.
So we're coming to the end of our hour. So so tell us what you got on tap for this weekend, this week, DJ Lisa Deluxe. Where can they see you?
All right. This weekend, we've got Chronic Weekends for all you Chronic heads out there at the Chronic Cantina in Gastown. Put on by the School of Remix, and shit's popping off. And then we have Saturday, I know, right? Shit's popping off. We have Saturday night at 1181 with the 1181 boys, you know, the hottest bartenders in town.
And they are really hot. We were there the other night. Oh my God.
Love them all.
Yeah.
And that's our regular Saturday that we do. And then normally we jump over to the Junction after and show some love to the folks at the Junction. So that's my weekend.
Wow. What do you have on tap? Miss Meow?
This weekend, I have no idea.
And she has
art.
And art. And by the way, you should check out her Facebook, because she just whipped out her portfolio and showed us some art. And I was just going, oh my God, I wish I were rich.
Seriously, impressive. Wow.
Very. And, you know, you impressed Velvet Steel, so that's saying something. Velvet, would you got anything coming up? Any?
I don't, but I think I'm going to be having a little chat with Miss Meow, though, hopefully over the weekend, and continue on with getting everything in order to get the Velvet Steel Sex Chat TV set done so we can start doing some interviews and product talk.
Well, it sounds great to me, and let me know if you need a boy input.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing some writing too. My name's Aiden Saint, and we are out of here. It's the end of our hour, and oh my goodness, it's gone so quickly. But it's been joyous company tonight. Today, this morning, whatever. I'm still hungover. All right, so we're going to be back next week at Queer FM at its normal time, 6 p.m. on Sundays. And then, of course, Arts Extra after that. Mm-hmm. Say goodbye, everyone.
Thanks, babes.
Au revoir.
And we are out of here.
Lisa Deluxe signing off with a little bit of Erica D action to end the hour.
Sweet. I'm gonna give you a taste of the shoe shine beat.
Perfect control of my heart.